Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, Go Bob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. Go Bob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Live and feeder contracts should open moderately lower here today. Check by follow-through selling and technical defensiveness. Hog futures seem set to begin on a mixed basis with late summer contracts gaining on the FAR deferreds. Now, cattle buyers may be more evident today, but we don't expect to see bids much better than they were yesterday at 122 to 123 in our part of the country. Asking prices, again, probably around 128 or so. Significant trade volume may not surface until sometime tomorrow, but live and feeder futures are staged to open moderately lower, pressured by follow-through selling and cautious cash prospects. Now, hog buyers should resume work today with bids steady to a dollar higher. Most estimates of the Saturday slaughter came in about 32,000 head. Barrow and gill dressed weights for the week ended May 28th. They averaged about 209 pounds, a pound lighter than the week before and 3 pounds lighter than a year ago. Well, our soybean futures closed lower for the third straight day yesterday, and corn dropped after 2 days of gains as weather forecasts lacked threats for the crops. All markets awaited comment from the Federal Reserve, and those were released about 1 o'clock with interest rates left unchanged. Winter wheat did close lower for the fourth day as harvest advanced and forecasts have favorable hot, dry weather going forward. Rain moves through the plains today, but that should be replaced by hot, dry weather next week. Now, the corn futures closed lower for the first time again in 3 days as weather appears mostly favorable for the crop. Hot weather is due next week. Rain lingers near the Great Lakes later this week, but the severe storms that had been forecast should be gone. Ethanol production has been strong, with the government on Wednesday putting last week's production at about just over 1 million barrels per day. Soybeans closed lower for the third day as the crop continues to do well, and rain this week should help development. We're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
It's coming June 15th and 16th. We're talking about the Corn Buck Classic from Superior Livestock Auction. Broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 77,000 head to be offered, 16,000 yearling steers, 8,000 yearling heifers, 13,000 wean calves, and 33,000 calves on cows. For more information, give them a call at Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117, or visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close of yesterday, live cattle futures, August was down about 142 at 113.57. The October was down 132 at 113.52. August feeder cattle down 190 at 140.25. September down 150 at 139.42. July hogs down 125 at 86.82. And the August was down 52 cents at the close yesterday at 88.80. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July down 1 3/4 at 456 3/4. September was down 2 cents at the close at 474 1/2. July Chicago wheat down 7 1/2, 477 1/2. September down 8 1/4 at 489 1/2. July corn down 7 1/2 at 429. September down 7 3/4 at 434. July soybeans at the close down 13 1/2 at 1156. August down 11 cents at 1155. On the cotton futures, July down up 105 at 63.65. October up 75, 65.08. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.